Stop looking for salvation in this system. The system is not going to fix itself. If the system is restored, it will be restored with the hammer of patriotism smacking this system out between the anvil of freedom and teaching this system that there is a shape we wanted to maintain and that we have the forge of rage, and we will put that system in that forge of rage, and we will use that hammer of liberty and pound it against the anvil of freedom until it returns to the shape we want it to be in.
Well, life on the farm is kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy like me can't hack. It's early to rise, early in the sack. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, a simple kind of life never did me no harm. Raising me a family and working on the farm. The days are all filled with an easy country charm. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. When the work's all done and the sun's set low, pull out the fiddle and the rosin up the bow. Kids are asleep, so I keep a catalog. And thank God I'm a country boy. I'd play Sally Gooden all day if I could, but the Lord and my wife wouldn't take it very good. So I fiddle when I can, work when I should. And thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Them money-hungry fools. Rather have my fiddle and my farming tools. Thank God I'm a country boy. Yeah, city folk driving in a black limousine. A lot of sad people thinking that's a mighty keen. Son, let me tell you now exactly what I mean. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife. I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on a griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Yeah. My daddy's till the day he died. And he took me by the hand, held me close to his side. Said to live a good life, played a fiddle and cried. And thank God, oh, I was such a boy. Well, my daddy taught me young how to hunt and how to whittle. Taught me how to work and play a tune on a fiddle. Taught me how to love and how to give just a little. And thank God, I was a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle.
For my New Mexico listeners and anyone else interested in truth, justice, and the American way, my friend Gary McDaniel has tossed his hat in the ring for Division I Magistrate Judge. Gary has devoted his life to justice and has served the San Juan County residents for over 33 years in various capacities in law enforcement. He served as magistrate in 2012 and was also an alternate judge in Aztec. Gary's list of qualifications and awards is extensive and distinguished. So if you want to see Liberty for All in action and see how it really works, vote Gary McDaniel, the primary election, June 5th, 2018. Gary McDaniel, family man, public servant, guided by God, conscience, and the Constitution. Welcome to the Shooting Bench on Survival Circle Radio Network, keeping you informed on guns, news, politics, guns, survival, preparedness, and guns. The tyrant is holding our country hostage, and our freedom is at stake. It's time to take a stand and tell the tyrant, we will not comply. Join me now in the never-ending fight against tyranny, right here on the Shooting Bench. Okay, here we are. Welcome to the Shooting Bench. Let me turn this up just a hair. There you go. It is Wednesday, the 21st of March. Still trying to have a hard time figuring out what month it is. We didn't have any winter here. We had about maybe a week. We haven't had a full 4 inches, maybe 6 inches of snow all winter. So I'm kind of like the old bear that come out of hibernation. Wrong time of year. Doesn't have any idea what season it is. So it's been bad, and I'm looking like there's not going to be a very, very dry summer for us unless our monsoon rains that come in are better than they were last year. Last year we hardly got any rain. So we'll see what happened. We're supposed to be, I think I've told you before, that we're in the midst of a 24 or maybe 26 year drought here in this part of Arizona. So it's looking kind of bad. Everybody else has had their disasters for, different various things, floods and earthquakes and fires and whatnot. Well, I'm afraid that our turn is coming this year. I'm not looking forward to this summer at all. Man, what a difference a day makes. A lot of stuff going on here today. There's a little bit of good news here to start with, though. Actually, there's a few little tidbits of good news. Before I get carried away, let's go over and check the chat room here and see who all is with us. Thank you guys for letting me know that the sound is good so I don't have to ask. Appreciate that. Let's see here. Come on. Wake up. Oh, great. Now it looks like we may have internet problems before this is all over with. Looks like it's up right now. Okay, there it comes. All right, Catapon, glad you joined us tonight. And Copper and Detinker and Doc. Detinker, did you get my message about Gary McDaniel's ad? Need to throw that in there every once in a while. If you could do that, I'd appreciate it. Doc, Mountain Shooter, NM Glock, Northwest Heavy, Yakima Glock, Tebow, a couple of anonymous. All right, good deal. We've got a private class coming up first weekend of April. Had a guy call me from Tucson today. He wants to, and I'm not sure why, but he wants to come all the way up here for my particular multi-state concealed weapons class. Not sure why he wants to do that, but we'll sure accommodate him if he wants to do it. And we still got the class in Vancouver coming up. That's looking good. And let's see, that's the second weekend of, I think, yeah, second weekend of May. 11th, 12th, and 13th, I believe. It should be a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You know, for the first time in 3 years, 3.5 years, something like that, for the very first time, I have a surplus of Glock dry practice kits. I haven't been ahead one time in over 3 years. And so thanks to, you know, the Army has finally slowed down a little bit in ordering those things. And so we finally got caught up here a little bit. So you guys are looking for one of those and don't want to have to wait for it. There's been some terrible delays in getting some of these things out. That's been downright embarrassing. But it was what it was, and hopefully it won't get that way again. But I can't tell you that. I got to wait until I talk to this individual and find out what all I can share with you. So I'll talk to him tomorrow. Might be some news on Jason. No, he's not coming back here, but be nice if he would. But when I find out what I can share with you and what I can't, well, I'll give you a holler. Stand by just a minute. We may have breaking news here. And again, we may not. That's right. NM Glock, that's right. I will do that. I need to get finally getting caught up here, so I'll get you caught up on that stuff this weekend here. All right, let's move on. I was going to share some good news with you here. Let me get back and get the other side of my crystal ball. In 2016, now it's taken them this long to get all the numbers together, I guess, but apparently the United States manufactured most guns ever in 2016, about 11.5 million guns. I like that number. It's a nice round number there, including 4.5 million or 4.7 million handguns, 4.2 million rifles. We can assume shotguns and AOW, short-barreled rifles, class 3 stuff maybe, make up the remainder of that. But that's a very good thing. And then says, aside from the manufacturing numbers, background checks topped 27.4 million. Publicly traded gun makers, including Smith & Wesson and Ruger, reported record-breaking earnings. Analysts pinpoint Donald Trump's electoral victory in November for bursting an 8-year sales bubble. Yeah, you think? That's good news. We don't have to read to go through the whole story there. There's story here out of Las Vegas I wanted to share with you. Speaking of Las Vegas, I will probably be up there for those of you that are in that area. I may be up there about middle of next month. Middle of next month. Doc, I don't talk about guns near enough. I'd like to talk about them more, but there's just so many other things that kind of the priority, I think, sometimes. Not that too many things take priority over guns, but sometimes, you know. All right, come on, let's wake up here. Little, and I don't know if you'd call this, I guess this would be a First Amendment issue. But in Las Vegas, the police department in Las Vegas has now encrypted all of its radio channels, making it pretty much impossible for the average Joe to listen to scanners and stuff. And I think they had a had some issues went on during that shooting in Vegas, and they were looking at revamping the system there so it didn't happen again. But the sheriff there said the transition to encrypted communications had been in the works for 2 years and was not in response to the mass shooting. But I've heard from somebody that lives there and works in this area that that may not be entirely true. But either way, I mean, it doesn't really matter whether it was or not. But this says that it'll let authorities now talk about more sensitive stuff without the citizens getting a hold of it. I'm sure it won't be long before some enterprising individual comes up with a way to defeat that and be able to share that with us. So let's see here. What do we got going on? I thought we had another gun deal coming up here, but I guess not. Okay. Speaking of radios, I just want to give you a very brief update. We've got, you know, I told you we were having our net every Sunday. It's been going really well. I'm not a professional at doing this. I do have another guy that in my absence, which I had to use this last Sunday. And so our MCOM network is holding up good. We haven't got the participation that we'd hoped to get, but we did get the number of people that we'd hoped to get to help that signed up and paid to get into it to get the license and everything. So I guess that's what matters. The system is up and running, and it's available if we need it. So just because somebody doesn't participate in the net doesn't mean that it was all a bunch of wasted effort. You know, it's the net that we have. Net's kind of like a group radio check where we all get together and I call everybody's handles out, and you know, if they've got anything to say, fine. If I've got something to say, I'll throw it in there. And it's just a quick test so you can see what to expect from other people. Make sure your volumes are correct, and your see what kind of distance you get. Make sure you can reach the repeater. Just something, you know, we do that every week so everybody can kind of get their feet wet and talk if they're a little shy or something, and kind of try to get used to it a little bit. So anyway, it's going really well, and we haven't had any emergencies yet to use it for that purpose, but I'm guessing that this summer that may change. We may wind up with a lot of this dry weather and a lot of stuff here going on. So, all right, let me roll this thing up here. Yeah, there's Yakima Glock had hit the nail here. YouTube has banned instructional gun videos. You know what? I guess I better go and see how many of mine are still left. You know, this is a dire time for us. You know, I told you about 8 years ago. Wow, has it been that long? It has been that long. This is 2018. So towards the end of 2010, beginning of 2011, somewhere in there. Jeez, it's a long time. I made a promise to you that I was going to stay on the air until things got bad enough that it just wasn't productive anymore, or you know, just couldn't because of, you know, the government or whatever, EMP or whatever the case may be. But have you noticed how our First Amendment is just... obviously, I know that the First Amendment protects you from the government and not from YouTube. But we are... they're seeing... Dang, I've got too many messages coming in here. People trying to share news with me. I wish they'd share it before the show. All right, got that out of the way. But Facebook has changed their policy, and they've added a few things to, a few accessories and things to what is prohibited to post about on YouTube. So what I'm suggesting to you, and I want you to think long and hard about this, and for those of you that have not done YouTube or not done Facebook in the past because of privacy concerns and whatnot, you might be interested in Gab. G-A-B, Golf Alpha Bravo, gab.ai. Gab is a social media outfit. The guy that started Gab has been in fights with Google and has won every time because they wouldn't do certain things for him and everything. And it is a 100% free speech zone, I guess you'd call it. And it's a place where you can go and talk to like-minded people, very much like Facebook. It's not quite as user-friendly as Facebook. I'm sure it'll come around. They have changed a lot of stuff since I started looking at it. I actually started an account there a few months ago. Haven't been using it much, but I'm there. And the guy that got me started on it has been there almost 2 years, year and a half, a little over a year and a half. And a lot of people are moving towards that. And there's people going towards MeWe and some of these other places. MeWe's probably okay, but it's not, I don't think, nearly as good as Gab. So eventually, we're going to have to move away from Facebook because they're just tightening the cinch here tightening the noose, and the things that we like to talk about and share and the business that we like to promote and everything there is going to be prohibited. And I hadn't even looked or thought about this. My cotton picking thing at work here. Hadn't even looked or thought about what was going on YouTube. And I'm going to check right now. And you guys can be the first to know what all is going on with my channel. Let's look here at videos. And I see, well, I had 53 or 55 videos or something like that. Where in the heck is the number at? It tells how many videos you have. It looks like the majority of them are still here. Of course, this is brand new, so they may have just not gotten a hold of yet. I guess I better probably get a bunch of these downloaded and saved. I've got most of them already, but some of these things I need to save so I can share in other spots here. So there are quite a number of instructional videos here, including manual bump firing and all that kind of stuff. So I guess I better get these all on flash drives and hold on to them in case something crazy goes on. But on top of that, let me check my chat room here. On top of the stuff that's going on with yeah, NM Glock says the Austin Bomber unfriended himself from society. Yeah, he did. He's the official story was SWAT team or cop or somewhere engaged him, fired a shot or two, and I guess he said he didn't want none of it and blew himself up. So I guess he'll may he rest in pieces. I guess he was in the front seat of his car or in his car when he blew himself up there. So apparently he had quite a dandruff problem when all this was going on. I guess they found his head and shoulders out in the parking lot. So not sure if that had anything to do with his not wanting to be part of society there, or what happened. All right, let's see. Oh, what I was going to say is, and you guys know this, but we can, not only can we not talk about the stuff that, that we like to, and then now it's getting where we can't show our videos, and we'll have to pick a different venue for that. So this is all very, very disconcerting. And on top of that is we are probably all going to be felons. There's some quicker than others, you know, depending on what state you live in. And they are literally going to start confiscating guns from people that are under 21 years old in some places. If that catches on, it may not catch on to, federally, but, you know, state after state is going to adopt something like that. And somebody said today, well, if they're going to do that in Oregon, I hope the good people of Oregon will fight it. And I said, no, probably not. Probably not. Oregon, Washington has had some pretty serious gun laws passed, and there's some people that are not complying with it, which doesn't mean a whole lot. It means they're not complying, and that's fine, but that's not making an impression on anybody. You know, it's not, we made an impression on December 13th, 2015, when 2,500 of us showed up there and didn't comply. But, then when the heat died off there a little bit and people kind of went back to their normal lives after a while, then they finally started enforcing that. I say enforcing it. There's only been just a very few arrests, and maybe only one or two. But nevertheless, it's still there, it still works, and they're still planning on using it. So, you know, each and every state in the union, without exception, I mean, Arizona, New Mexico, of course, Nevada, a lot less than some of the other ones, Wyoming, Montana, Utah. But every state has counter Second Amendment laws, anti-Second Amendment laws that people have complied with because, you know, it's just like everything else, they say, well, you can have this or we'll take that. And they say, okay, well, that's a pretty good deal. I guess we'll take that. So we'll take this so you don't take that. So, you know, we have the 4473s, and we have the SBR, the short-barreled rifle, short-barreled shotgun, any other weapon, got all this stuff, barrel lengths, magazine capacities, just any number of things, you name it. Some of them is federal, some of them is state. Some states allow you, there's some states that don't allow you to buy guns until you're 21 before all this ever even started. But that's their deal. That's that state. And if people that live in that state don't want to do anything about it, then that's up to them. Some states, federal law allows you to transfer guns to residents of your same state. Let's say if I wanted to sell a shotgun to a guy that lives down in Phoenix, I have it's no problem with that. I can actually even send it directly to him through the mail or through UPS or whatever, and that's perfectly legal in this state. Federal law says it's okay in every state, but some states don't allow that. And got into quite a little discussion with the guy on Facebook, said, federal law doesn't allow you to sell handguns until, or buy a handgun until you're 21. That's not true. federal law says that you have to be 21 to buy one from a licensed dealer. You can buy one at 18 from an individual. This guy said, well, that's only for gifting. If a family member or friend or something gives you a gift of that, you can do that when you're 18. I said, no. You can go buy one at a yard sale, gun shows if it's not from a licensed dealer. Perfectly legal as far as federal law goes. State laws, maybe not so much. There's a lot of states in New Mexico, still pretty decent gun laws, all in all. You have to be 19 to own a handgun, but at 19 you can go down, you can buy one from a newspaper ad or wherever you find one, as long as it's a private individual. But there are some states, actually several states, that will not allow you to buy privately at age 18, rifle or handgun. Now, some of them are just handguns, some of them are both. But at any rate, we're going to see more and more of that moving through the courts. And it begs the question once again, how long are we going to put up with this? How much, everybody says, well, you'll pry it from my cold, dead hands and blah, blah, blah. But there's, so far, we haven't really seen any indication from anyone that that's the truth. Some of these laws, they passed a law that allowed, for the most part, confiscation in California. I mean, this was a few years ago. It's actually several years ago that they allowed, for SKSs, I think it was specifically, or at least it included SKSs. And we didn't see anybody in California stand up. We may have seen some that didn't comply and hid their stuff. We see a lot of that. Everyone has things that they bury or hide somewhere. But what have we accomplished if we go and bury all our guns? Yeah, I get it. They didn't get them, so that's a good thing, but we don't have them either. If that becomes the law and these people are confiscating these guns, then you risk the chance of having your gun confiscated every time you want to go out and shoot recreationally somewhere, every time you get stopped in a routine traffic stop or DWI stop or whatever. Domestic violence, some friend of yours is no longer a friend and is mad, or an ex-girlfriend's mad, or your wife's mad, or whatever the case is. And they said, well, that guy's got lots of guns. I'll tell you exactly where they're at. Now what happens now? You've been not complying, living your happy little life, and now all of a sudden they come and beat the door down and take all your stuff, and there you are. I suppose that is what most people are going to say now is that, well, that's they're not going to do that. That's what we're waiting on. If they come door to door, then that's the end of it. Well, there's been a limited amount of that already, and that has not been the end of it. Nobody's done anything. They're doing this so incrementally that, with that whole frog in the boiling water thing, we just say, oh, that's a terrible thing they're doing, and they'll never do it at my house. Well, we'll see. I think it's not going to be long before we may find out whether they're going to do it at your house or not. Yakima Glock says, don't bury all of them. Yeah, it is, and I've always said that, some people say, well, it's time to bury them, it's time to use them. And I very much agree with that. But I very much agree also that it doesn't hurt to put a few extras away somewhere, maybe even, you know, a long ways from your house. I mean, we've talked about this before, but having a little bit of a backup put away, you know, just in case. They say, what if the house burns down? You know, what if the house burns down and leaves you defenseless, gunless? You don't have a fireproof safe, all your guns in a closet somewhere or something, and the house burns down, you're without anything. So why would it not be a good idea to go stick, you know, everybody can't afford to put a whole, full complement of their gun, you know, a revolver and a lever action rifle and an AR and an AK and a whole bunch of ammo and a couple of Glocks and a shotgun or two. And you know, of course, most people are not going to bury that kind of artillery. But to have at least a couple of self-defense weapons put away, if that's at the very least, I don't think is a altogether bad idea. And except if the house burns down, then you can run out and have a couple of boxes buried close to the house there somewhere that has clothes, a little bit of food, and a handgun and one box of ammo, you know, or something, just to have you have a little bit to fall back on when you have nothing. And you might even put, you know, you might find a cheap AK or SKS at a yard sale or something somewhere and go put it in a little ammo and revolver or something, in a underground cache, you know, away from the house somewhere or something. I don't know. It's just something for you to think about, man. But I guess the deal is, are they going to push us so hard that we wind up everybody getting scared and burying all their stuff and then being without when the time comes? Is that what they're trying to do? Are they going to push us so hard that they're confident at some point that the majority of people have their weapons put away where you can't get to them? That may be a little far-fetched. I don't know. It's, you know, it's possible. But the fact remains that they're damn sure doing something. And this is escalating. It's going much faster than I had hoped for, much faster than I anticipated. And, well, I guess that's not true. I've kind of expected this to happen some time ago, but I guess in the last, you know, the last 6 months, things are escalating here pretty quickly. So, won't be long. I don't know. I can't say that either, because as long as I've said this over and over and over and over and over and over and over, it won't be long until we'll find out. Well, I keep saying it won't be long until we find out, but it's been long and we haven't found out. So anyway. Well, apparently, this one really astounds me. And apparently it's true. It's been out for a month or so. I just always had other things taking precedence here, never talked about it. But apparently the United States Army has dropped grenade throwing as a requirement to graduate because new recruits can't throw them far enough. Have you ever thrown a rock or a baseball? A water bottle or something? Yeah. You don't have to throw grenades that far. And in the manner that they tell you to throw them, it's kind of goofy anyway. I never did care for it. I'm not sure why they did it that way. But so I guess that means there's no grenade metal anymore to wear on your Class A. U.S. Army will no longer require recruits to show adequate hand grenade skills. Change is being made because many enlistees cannot throw it far enough. You know, that amazes me. I mean, I find that very hard to believe. Recruits also won't be required to pass land navigation course to graduate. That's insane. Army's redesign of basic combat training is aimed at instilling more discipline. Well, you may be very disciplined, but you're going to get lost, and when you get lost and get attacked, you can't even throw a grenade to protect yourself. A lot of people on Twitter have used the development to attack influx of female enlistees, but the Army has denied that the change had anything to do with gender. You know, somehow I find that a little... If you ever watched Obama try to throw something, right, and throw a baseball at time? Yeah, he didn't do well. He looked like a little girl, too. The United States Army will no longer require recruits to show that they can throw hand grenades 25 meters because many of them can't throw the explosive far enough. Army says that starting next summer, it will remove the requirement from its basic combat training because it takes too much time to teach enlistees to throw grenades an adequate distance. This was reported, I guess, first by military.com. What they have found is it's taking far, far too much time. By the time you're 18, 19, 20, 25, 26, 27, 20, whatever years old, and you join the Army, you have to be taught to throw something. I know they have their particular little way they'd like you to do it, but they have to teach you to throw a grenade. Have you never thrown a rock in your life? And apparently, kids are on their iPods and their phones and everything so much, maybe they're not going out and throwing rocks at each other anymore. I don't know what's going on. Maybe they grow up where they don't have any rocks. It's all grass and concrete. But you'd think that at some point in their childhood, before they're 18 years old, they would have thrown a baseball, even if it's just to throw it back to the people that are playing baseball. Can't throw a grenade. You know, these new grenades are only like 2.5 inches in diameter. They're not even as big as a baseball, probably a little heavier. We're finding that a large number of trainees that come in that, quite frankly, just physically don't have the capacity to throw a hand grenade 20 to 25 to 30 meters. In 10 weeks, we are on a 48-hour period. You're just not going to be able to teach someone how to throw if they haven't thrown growing up. If they haven't thrown growing up, you know, here we are telling the whole world that we have a bunch of girly men out there that can't throw a grenade 25 meters. If you can't throw a grenade 25 meters, why don't you kick them out? Put them on the road. Say, come back when you can throw a damn rock 25 yards. Recruits will no longer be required to pass the land navigation course in order to graduate. You know what they're doing, obviously, is they're depending too much on GPS and stuff. When and if that goes down, then here these guys are not even going to know how to use a compass. Hell, my daughter knows how to use a compass. Actually, all my kids do, I think. Well, one of them I'm not sure about. Army says enlistees will still receive the same amount of training in hand grenade proficiency and land navigation, which will be incorporated into existing training regimens. So what they're saying is they receive a little bit of training, but there's no standards for them to pass to be able to get through this, to get through basic. Just because we took it off as a graduation requirement does not mean that they won't be conducting hand grenade or land nav training. They're going to learn all the technical aspects of the hand grenade, and they're going to learn tactical employment, and they will throw a live hand grenade. So they're going to throw a live hand grenade, one, according to this, and hope to hell it goes far enough. Of course, you don't have to. You stand by the big 2-foot thick concrete barriers in basic training. If you don't, if you wind up throwing it 4 feet, all you got to do is get down and you'll be all right. With land nav, it's the same thing. Are you going to still conduct land nav? Okay, yeah, we got that. Well, anyway, there you have it. I'm getting sick to my stomach. I don't want to read any more of it. The you know, there's a long story in here, and we're not gonna go into it much. But just according to the FBI, that knives still kill far more people than guns have in any particular year since records have been kept. But you know, we don't hear a whole lot of stuff out there. People wanting to ban knives or, you know, be a certain age before you buy them or anything like that. Even though they kill more people than guns. I'd like to read that. We'll save that till later. Here's a statement here. Some of you, Mountain Shooter, for one, I know, knows this company. I'm sure Yakima Glock probably does, Yakima Glock does, Newton A&M Glock. Was it Palmetto State Armory? They issued a statement here a couple of weeks ago after Dick's Sporting Goods. Dick's Sporting Goods is not doing well, by the way. They didn't think this out completely. I guess this is hurting them a lot worse than they had hoped that it would. But anyway, Palmetto State Armory. Where's the statement here? Palmetto State Armory would like to go on record stating that we support the Second Amendment. While this may seem an obvious statement, we as a company felt it necessary to make our opinion known to the general public. Palmetto State Armory also strongly supports the First Amendment, which enables individuals to voice their opinions, even those in contrast with our own. We believe that a primary purpose of the Second Amendment is actually to protect the First Amendment. In regards to the actions taken today by the CEO of Dick's Sporting Goods to no longer sell the AR-15 platform, while we do not agree with this decision, we recognize the fact that capitalism gives him the right to make this call. PSA, however, does have an issue when a misinformation is spread in the very next sentence by referring to the platform as an assault rifle. AR stands for Armalite Rifle, which pays homage to the company that originally created the platform. To blame the rifle or high-capacity magazine for the actions of an evil man is illogical and is only applied when referring to firearms. Senseless acts of violence are a terrible plague on society that we all recognize. We need to try and prevent as a community, but to blame a tool such as a firearm is at very best missing the point of the problem. And it just goes on to talk about when the vehicles are used and, you know, all that. But, so I need to throw something in here about this assault rifle stuff. I am sick to death of people correcting everyone about this being an assault rifle. Okay, we get it. We understand. We're not fourth graders. We don't have to keep on and keep on and keep on. You know, when I stop sometimes at a store to get a Coke, I'm really not getting a Coke. I'm getting a Diet Dr. Pepper. But I just say I'm going to stop and get a Coke. And people say, well, assault is an action. Okay, so is golf. They have golf shoes. They have golf balls. They have golf clubs. So isn't golf an action? So could I assault someone with a golf club? Yes, I could. Does that make it an assault golf club? Well, yeah, in a manner of speaking, it does. They have cutting boards. Boards don't cut. Cutting is an action. But they have cutting boards. So why don't we get over it already and quit acting like children? And if people want to call them assault weapons, let them call them assault weapons. So what? About every fourth post on Facebook after this shooting in Florida. Well, AR doesn't stand for, oh yeah, okay, all right already. We know. But if they want to call them that, it gets the point across. And it very much can be an assault weapon. If I'm going to assault you with it, it's going to be an assault weapon. If I want to assault you with my Glock, it's an assault Glock. Or it's an assault weapon. If I'm going to assault you with a baseball bat, it's still an assault weapon. Because I assaulted you with it. Because assault is an action. And cutting boards. You know, cutting is an action. There's coyotes out there going crazy. How about cutting horses? How about roping horses? Horses don't rope and they don't cut. But that's what we call them. Because cutting and roping are both actions. So what would you call this horse? What would you call a golf cart that drives you around on the golf course? Golf is an action. So what are we supposed to call the little buggies that drive you around on the golf course? I can probably think up 40,000 other different things that is exactly the same, what's the word, context or, you know, description or definition, whatever. But we probably ought to just get over it and move on to more important things. We're wasting a lot of time trying to correct people on things that don't make a damn one way or the other. So let's just forget it and move along. So there. I've said it. I'm done.
Let's see here. Yakima Glock, what happened to Daniel Defense? He said they stuck their foot in their mouth on support of some gun. Daniel Defense, really? Lay it on me, brother. I want to hear it. I need to go look it up. I need to find out what Daniel Defense did. They've stood their ground pretty well up till now, so tell me it isn't so. Yakima Glock says they have a can full of assault salt. Stuff could burn if it gets in your eyes, yeah. Yeah, have you seen the assault weapon? You can buy it at Walmart. It's a little gun that shoots a little charge of salt. I mean real salt. It's not an assault weapon. It's a salt gun. And it's for shooting flies and stuff. How cool is that? All right. Well, I've had my little rant. I've had all the fun I can stand for one day. So I think I'm going to ease on out of here. And remember that Liberty Lounge will be coming up Friday. There is no reason in the world that we should miss it this week. So I'm going to scoot on out of here and we'll see you then. I appreciate you listening to me and we'll talk to you Friday. Good night.
This has been The Shooting Bench with Cope Reynolds of Southwest Shooting Authority.